All right, the number again to the Housing and Community Development Center is 706-821-1797. And, you know, if you didn't, you know, write down or just record it, the Seeds for Life Initiative, you can just call and say, you know, I'd like to talk with either Ken Gaines or David Mayer about some of the business grant programs. And that general phrase, that general clause, business grant programs, can open up the whole conversation. And you might want to tell them, you know, you all were talking about something at the end of your conversation with Carl on Speaking With. Could you tell me more about that? And they'll take you to the Seeds for Life Initiative program. And that's what it's called. Literally, it is the Seeds for Life Initiative. And I tell you what, doing a great thing to help build a community with that. And I really am excited about the fact that they're working with, well, I put it this way, that all of Augusta is getting attention. I'm not saying that they're doing it, but like they said, downtown Augusta already has organizations that are really, really focused on downtown. And I am glad that that is happening, that downtown is being so significantly, so greatly improved upon. That is great. Don't you feel good when you walk downtown and you see beauty being developed right before our eyes? Alternatives, options for restaurants, retail stores, etc. That's a great thing. I'm glad that's happening. But I'm also glad that there are organizations who are saying, hey, you know what? We love downtown, but we realize downtown is not all of Augusta. It's only part of Augusta. And so they're doing some things to help bring the whole city up. I like that. All right, so we'll be talking about that from time to time. I'll be giving you that number from time to time, and we'll be hearing more about that in the future. So keep your ears on. I'm talking about those rabbit ears, you know, when people used to drive those CVs all the time when they wanted to talk on the, that was high technology back then. High technology, long before we had cell phones. And while we still had pay phones, where you could go to a phone booth and drop in a few coins to make your call and ask somebody to get something started up for dinner so that it would be started when you got home. Or did so-and-so leave a message on the home phone? All right, give me that number. I'll just call them from this pay phone. Yes, back in those days, we also had our CB radios that we could use to talk while we were driving. There wasn't a whole lot of talk about hands-free then. You had to pick up that little device, your little mouthpiece, press that button so you could be heard when you talk. But, yeah, that's what it was about. Well, we're talking about improvement and development, things changing. The Housing and Community Development Center is helping businesses with that change, with that improvement, which in turn, of course, is helping the community. So give them a call. 706-821-1797. All right. The latter part of this half hour, remainder of this segment and the next segment, I want you to help me think through and talk through an issue pertaining to our pledge, which means so much to so many people. I'm talking about, when I say our pledge, I'm talking about the Pledge of Allegiance. The Pledge of Allegiance. I know that there has been some debate about how we should respond to it, what is inappropriate when it comes to responding, not to the flag itself, but how we respond when the Pledge of Allegiance is being recited. Should we always stand with our right hand over our hearts? Now, I asked that question. Let me ask this question. When you think back on it, maybe the last, let's say, 8 years, each time that you have had an opportunity to stand and place your right hand over your heart because the Pledge of Allegiance, the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance, was being recited. Number one, did you stand? If you were sitting, did you stand? If you stood, did you also place your right hand over your heart? That's the way it's supposed to be done. Traditionally, we stand and we put our right hands, the right hand, over our heart, not the left hand. It's supposed to be the right hand over the heart. Have you always done both of those things each time the Pledge of Allegiance was being recited? You know, there was a time way back when the Pledge of Allegiance could be recited on TV. Well, it was being recited wherever the cameras were, but you'd see it on TV. And there were a number of people who wanted you to stand and place your right hand over your heart if you were in your living room watching your TV while the Pledge of Allegiance was being recited. Every time the Pledge of Allegiance is being recited, have you consistently stood, placed your right hand over your heart, and recited the pledge along with everyone else who was reciting it? Or have there been times when you stood, but you have not placed your right hand over your heart? You stood and you recited. Or have there been times when you stood and you put your right hand over your heart, but you did not recite the pledge? Have there been times when you have stood and you have neither said the pledge nor put your right hand over your heart? If we don't do all three, stand, place our right hands over our hearts, and say the Pledge of Allegiance, are we doing something that should be considered inappropriate, distasteful? If we don't do the whole nine, what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I'm asking those questions because I want us to really begin to dig into this and decide, hey, is taking a knee during the Pledge of Allegiance the only way that people can respond or conduct themselves when the pledge is being recited that may be considered offensive? When the people have taken the knee at football games, they've made it clear they were not saying we hate the American flag. What they were saying, and they've made this very clear, is that they were taking a knee because they were showing their disapproval of the hypocrisy of many Americans who recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America. And of course, we know when we say we pledge our allegiance to the United States of America, we're not talking about those geographical borders that make up the shapes of the various states. Hopefully, we realize that we are talking primarily about all of the peoples who make up the United States of America. Are we in any way doing something that may be considered inoffensive if we don't recite that pledge when it's being recited by people around us? Are we doing something offensive if we don't place our right hands over our hearts when the Pledge of Allegiance is being recited? Well, what about this? The phrase "under God" is included in the Pledge of Allegiance. What are your thoughts about that phrase? And that's what I really wanted to focus on for the remainder of today's discussion about the Pledge of Allegiance of America. Should the phrase "under God" be included in the Pledge of Allegiance? We're going to be exploring that courtesy of procon.org, but we'll get a chance to hear from people who say, yes, it absolutely should be included in the pledge, and we'll hear from those who say, no, it should not. I want us, as I always ask us to do, to listen with open minds. I'm not saying take the other side's position. I'm not saying change your position, but I do think that there is some merit to knowing how people think, how they come to their conclusions, even if we maintain our position and still disagree with them. So, when we come back, let's begin to take that look at the whole notion of whether or not the words "under God" should be in the U.S. Pledge of Allegiance.